Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy, buttery little Wednesday. Big news, we talked about it in hour one, the WNBA coming back to Portland. You can go back and listen if you'd like. We've got podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, you can get those on the Odyssey app. You can get those on our website. You can get those anywhere you get your podcasts. Yep.
You get a podcast. You get a podcast. I mean,
yeah, everyone has a podcast. I tell you what, you're looking at 2 YouTube influencers here,
And Twitch.
You and I, and Twitch. I found out we're on Twitch. Apparently,
yes.
Even though none of us know how to get on there.
You go to TwitchCon later this year?
No, I won't be there. But I mean, if they want me to be there, I'll send them my invoice. But
yeah, my buddy went to TwitchCon, and
we're Twitch.
You can head down there and check out all the other Twitch influencers.
Well, that's what we are.
Yeah. Just a couple of influencers.
So it's going to cost a little money to get me down there.
Well, $12 and maybe a stay at the Wynn.
Isachi.
Oh, it's in Vegas?
Yeah. TwitchCon's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. See, all of a sudden, it's looking...
Yeah, things are... Hey, anytime you put something in Vegas, it's a better event.
Well, that's why everything's in Vegas. No convention is ever in, like, Sioux City. It's either
Chico, California.
No. San Diego, Los Angeles, LA, Miami, New Orleans. There you go.
Let's get to some baseball. Yeah. We have not been able to corkscrew much baseball in this week.
No, we have not.
This time of year, it's tough. But, some good races, the wild card races especially.
The Mets have seized a 2-game lead over the cowardly Atlanta Braves for the wild card spot. In fact, I think they're actually tied now for the second wild card spot in the NL.
Well, no, the Diamondbacks won today. So Arizona's got them by a half game there. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty much for the second and third wild card spots in the NL, it's 3 teams. Diamondbacks, Mets, Braves.
Yeah.
I mean, Cubs are six and a half back,
Cardinals 7, so yes.
In the AL, it's all about the AL Central teams who are kind of buoyed because, well, not kind of, they are. They're buoyed this year because the White Sox suck balls. So I was reading that the White Sox are 8-41 against their division. And so if you're wondering why 4 teams in the AL Central, traditionally the worst division in baseball. I mean, it is. It's not a great division.
Yeah.
The AL Central team never does crap, except when the Royals won the World Series in 2015. Over?
Yeah. Thanks.
Over?
Thank you for that. Yeah, I think we know.
Oh, we do? New York Mets.
The New York Mets. Yeah, and that was the series where the Mets had a lead in every game. Yeah, I remember that. That was great. Cool.
And the Indians made the World Series that one year and lost to the Cubbies.
But there's a good chance that 3 of those teams now, barring some sort of Mariner... miracle. It wouldn't be a miracle, but look, it's a long shot at best. You are going to get the Guardians and then some combination of Royals, Twins, Tigers.
Yeah.
I saw this the other day. I did not realize this. Over the last couple months, the Tigers are the best team in baseball.
They've been playing well.
Yes.
And they have some good pitching.
It was since, I forget, it was one of those arbitrary dates, since, June, whatever. The Tigers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah, I would just caution you as a guy who watches some AL Central baseball. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's the only reason they look better on paper and in the standings this year is because the White Sox, they've all beaten up on the White Sox.
Yeah.
So that's the direct result there. But, you know, you never know. You get into those short series and you got Bobby Witt.
Bobby!
You can do some things.
Another 30-30 season.
Mariners, well, they're only three out of the third wild card spot, so they're chasing the Tigers and Twins.
Yeah.
But, I mean, three's not...
No, it's not insurmountable.
You got stuff to play for there.
But the problem is that when you only have whatever it is, like 12 left, three games is actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
When especially when you're having to leap, you know, a couple teams. And it also doesn't help when you're playing the Yankees and, you know, you get bludgeoned 11-2. I mean, everyone knew this was a monster series. And, you know, you go out and you lay a giant egg. I mean, the division is basically done. And so now you're down to the wild card. And does anyone have any sort of faith that the Mariners are about to reel off nine in a row?
No, but if you do, I would again say that the Twins and Tigers may be catchable. Yeah. And who knows, it may even be the Royals. They've lost two in a row now to the stupid Tigers.
Yeah.
They're making my butt pucker.
So, and if it gives you any sort of faith for the Mariners, you got two more with the Yankees, and then you got three against Texas, who sucks. But then this is the problem. You got four against Houston, which is tough. And then you finish off. If you are within striking distance, you do finish off with three against the A's. So it's not a murderer's row, but you can't get hammered by the Yankees and the Astros and think you're going to make it up against the Rangers and the A's.
Well, you also can't try to steal home.
No.
With the bases loaded on a 3-0 count.
No. What?
Probably not great.
Anybody?
Victor.
Can someone please explain that? I'm going to need...
Well, he was just trying to catch the pitcher off guard.
I could see where he saw the opportunity, yeah, but totally. Situationally it was just boneheaded.
That's right.
Because you were in a position to score a lot more than that, and you ran yourself right out of it.
It's like one of those things where I like my team to be aggressive like that. I like that.
And
I,
to just be thinking like that,
yes,
all the time.
Always be thinking
about
that.
But know your spots.
That. But, right. 3-0 count, dude. Hold on.
Yeah.
He was trying to catch that heel guy of the Yankees off guard. He went to the rosin bag, and Robles broke for home. But I think he probably would have made it if he had gone just a fraction earlier. But Heel had already thrown down the bag, and he turned around and whipped him out at home.
Yeah, it's just brutal. I mean, look, they ended up giving up 11, and you know when this team gives up, when any team gives up 11, but that's early in the game. It's setting a tone. You could have put some pressure on him, staked a lead with your to your pitcher. You can't have that.
Look, I know this feeling well. When you have a bad offense, it's just really tough to watch. Like, yeah. I mean, I get where Robles has come from. You got to just make anything happen. The Royals do this too, where it's like, I mean, they'll find new and creative ways to load the bases and not score. Mm. It's just, this is just what bad offenses do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, are they winning 54%? The Mariners?
Let's take a look and see where they're at.
No, 51.
51. So, hey, DePoto's going to be able to be like, hey, we didn't get to 54.
That's right.
I don't know what to
tell
you.
That's all it's going
to
take is 54.
But it's going to be one of those years where when you look back at this and you look at where their pitching staff is ranked and to not make the postseason, I would like to know, and maybe it slipped a little bit because they had some guys that have gotten raked a little bit over the last handful, but through 90% of this season, they were a top three pitching staff in every meaningful category that you could have. Have we ever seen a pitching staff be this good and modern with the expanded wild card, especially, and not make the postseason? I mean, it seems almost impossible that you could be this good at pitching and this and still not make the postseason.
You know, my Royals have five starters in the top 25 in the American League.
They're at least in playoff. They're in playoff position, though.
They are, but they're not very good.
No.
Outside of that. They have good defense, and they have Bobby Witt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's pretty rare to have that many good starters. And the Mariners have that, too. Mariners have a better bullpen. But, yes, I mean, all eyes on DePoto in the offseason. In other news, I've got some hangover quotes for you.
Okay.
You guys have not seen this. I can't believe Buckley has not seen this because he is a big Giants fan. Of course, starting pitcher of the Giants, Logan Webb, made the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Well, he said that he sucked in the All-Star game because he was wildly hungover.
Mm. I didn't see that.
A la David Wells.
It is the All-Star game, though, so.
Well, Boomer threw a perfecto, though.
Well, I guess he wasn't hungover. He said he was drunk.
Still drunk.
And that at
from
least
the
was
the SNL
in a,
cast party.
And that was in a meaningful, like a regular season game. I don't mind if you're hungover in the All-Star game.
Yeah, considering this thing is just an exhibition, there's nothing at stake, whatever.
No, I have zero, I could care less. In fact, I think more people should show up to the All-Star game hungover. I think it'd be more entertaining.
Well, maybe he was drinking with that country singer who sang the national anthem. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
She admitted she was drunk.
Oh, can we put that to, can we start a conspiracy theory on that? That they got hammered together?
Sure.
And one can't sing and the other can't pitch? Let's go.
He said that it was an open bar after the All-Star home run derby.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "It was probably one of the more hungover days I've ever had. The day of the All-Star game, I take responsibility for that. I was having a blast. It was a cool experience. I'm watching the derby. They had a post-game player celebration, like a party for the players and their families. It was in the middle of the Cowboys stadium. Lil Jon was DJing. It's free alcohol. I just enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy when my wife woke me up at 7 in the morning and said, hey, I've got to get my makeup done right now. And I was like, oh no, this is going to be a long day. And it was a long day.
Time out. I got questions. I got a lot of questions. First off, let me just make a statement. The open bar has gotten many of us, okay? There's nothing more dangerous.
Yes.
There's no two words strung together that are more dangerous than open bar. Many, many times I've
done... It's really not even our fault.
No, it's entrapment.
And
a pro athlete should not be surprised at any point by an open bar.
Yeah.
He should be getting free drinks whenever he wants them.
But... He just can't trust... I don't care how much money you have. Open bar is dangerous. It's you're swimming in shark infested waters, and if you get bit, again, not your fault. You're already there. Second, what do you mean his wife is at 7 a.m. has to get her makeup done? You know your husband, who's pitching in the All-Star game, is hammer drunk, and you're waking him up at 7 because you have to get makeup done? Where does the responsibility lie on her to let her man sleep it off? I think we're putting less onus on Logan Webb here, and I'm putting it back on whoever had the open bar, not cool, although kind of cool, and the wife. She's got to be better.
And what was she doing that day that required professional makeup at 7 a.m.?
She's got to look good.
Okay, and she can't do that?
Exactly. You can't do that in another
room? At 7, or you couldn't do it at, I don't know, at noon?
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Somewhere over the course of the evening, she needed to have looked at her husband and was like, oh boy, he's taking it deep. I got that 9 a.m. makeup call. Red panty. You got to audible at the line of scrimmage and check yourself into a better play. It's her fault.
Hey, red panty.
I'm blaming her.
Omaha!
So he got in the third inning and he said, quote, "I was nervous. I was excited. I had a lot of Red Bulls. I got Tylenol because I'm trying to get the hangover out of me. I think I wasted all my good pitches in the bullpen. It was all I had, and I wasted all of them. Then I go from the bullpen, and I jog out to the mound, and the only thing I'm thinking is, don't throw up. And it's a long jog, too.
Oh, boy.
I think my first pitch almost didn't make it to Will Smith, Dodgers catcher.
This makes me like Logan Webb even more. I love it.
So then fans were on him. Because he sucked in the game. And he said, I got out of the game and I felt so bad. That was like 7 million people watching. I said, this team is going to hate me. And I'm walking in the dugout and I'm going, my bad, guys. And every superstar you can think of that was on the National League team is like, dude, who gives an F? Everyone was like, who cares? Who effing cares?
Exactly.
That's all I heard walking down. And I'm like, all right, that makes me feel better about myself. That's all right. I do know some fans were mad at me because a certain someone didn't get the All-Star Game MVP because they would have if we had won the game. You know who I'm talking about. It's all right. I'm good with it.
I love
it. And that is Logan Webb, ladies and
finally,
gentlemen.
Finally, this might be the first San Francisco Giants since Will Clark that I like and that I'm rooting for. And yes, someone bringing up the fact that he has a $90 million contract. Money, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, it's not about how much money you make. The open bar, it's the siren of the sea to drinkers.
Yep.
You can't help it.
Open bar is really fantastic.
It is. It's not a matter of whether you can afford it or not. It's just... Hey,
it's just great.
Yeah, you want to go in and have one or two? Hey, they're having an open bar. You're like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, because we all, you can make $90 million in your contract, but you still don't like large bar bills.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just have some cash for tips and you're good.
Exactly. And you tip generously, you know. And I like to, if you're going to the open bar, just to tip all at once, right? Just go to the bartender immediately and just be like, hey, I'm going to be here a while. This is for you. Let's start the precedent right now. We're taking care of each other. And then you're just good for the rest of the evening. It's the appropriate response.
I've got a couple of other hardball huggies. You thought Logan Webb was bad, or maybe you didn't, but how about...
Ooh, by the way, Logan Webb's wife.
How about a guy tipping pitches to the other team on purpose?
Yeah, I can't do that. Saw this one.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one, too.
It happened.
You can't. That's
very Bull Durham.
That's a nosies.
We'll be right back on The Fan. Hey, quick programming note. Dan Lanning will not be on our show tomorrow because he is tired of us.
Yes.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
That, and it's a bye week.
No, it's just a bye week. He's out recruiting. He'll be back next Thursday.
I don't mind talking to y'all.
Apparently you do.
Buckle up for ads on helmets in the Major League Baseball postseason. Did you see that bit of news?
No.
Yeah, they're going to put ads on the helmets.
No, we already got ads on jerseys. Hockey has ads on helmets.
Yeah. But, you know, old men, they're going to freak out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the old
hockey,
white guys.
Hockey now has ads on, you get a different ad on your jersey than you the one on your helmet. So, you know, like the Red Wings have a grocery store chain on their helmet, and they have a trash company on the jersey. So... you know, whatever. So just on the, it won't be, will it be on the hat or just the batting helmet?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
No, I think just the helmet.
Just the helmet.
Yeah, just the batting helmet.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, it's only a matter of time before we're NASCAR. I mean, the European soccer, the Portland Timbers, for example, the Portland Timbers jersey is just the logo. They're what, Tillamook now? We're the Tillamook Cheese Timbers?
Yeah.
Welcome, you know, it's happening. It's going to happen in college football. Just get used to it. Every sport has this, but the American sport, so... old men, I don't know, keep yelling at the clouds. Teams are going to make more money, and so there it is.
Our last baseball story here. I'm glad we got some baseball in today.
Hardball Huggies, please. I really like that.
Yes, this is the Hardball Huggies.
Real quick, Ohtani has a steal in this game. So
49.
He is now two home runs and one stolen base shy of the first ever 50-50 season.
That's amazing.
Yep.
He'll get that, right?
It's got, like, what, I think 10 or 11 left to go, so.
He'll get that.
Let's hope. If you get to the end, don't you just throw, you know, just throw him a meatball, you know?
I think pitchers have so much pride about that sort of thing.
I was going to say, I wouldn't. But someone might.
I want to see him get 50-50. I love me some Ohtani.
The Twins have released a minor league catcher named Derek Bender.
Mm-hmm.
He was their sixth round pick in this year's draft.
I know. When I first saw that they released a draft pick, I assumed this was going to be some sort of like 42nd round, you know, loser. Top six round guy.
He played for their single-A affiliate in Fort Myers, Florida, the Mighty Muscles. They shockingly missed the playoffs. And he just said he wanted the season to end, so much so that he was tipping pitches to hitters from the other team.
I've never heard of anything like this. It's not a gambling thing. It's not a vendetta thing. He just wanted to go home.
And his own team didn't really know it until the coaches of the other team told the Fort Myers coaches. Yeah. They were like, hey, you should know that your catcher's telling us what's up. So then they banished him to the bullpen for the last, this was like right before the season ended.
Yeah.
They put him in the pen.
The game in question, too, they lost like 6-0. They got drilled.
Yeah, they said that, so they had two games left, and they put him out in the bullpen. They would not allow him in the dugout, and now they have just flat out cut him. He's only 21 years old. Mm-hmm. He was hitting 200. He did not have a very good first season. He only had 67 plate appearances, and his teammates just said he told him that he wanted the season to be over.
Wow. I mean, you know it's bad when the other team rats you out. I mean, like, they feel so bad they don't even want it to continue. They're like, hey, look, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm assuming that this ends his career. I mean, how do you come back?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like being labeled a rat in the mob. Yeah. Like, I mean, you just, no one's... you kind of become persona non grata, I would think.
I would think. And who knows how long you've been doing this, because it was a 7-game losing streak that ended their season. You know, I certainly wouldn't want him. I mean, it's one thing, and this is like a sliding scale of jackassery. Look, if the dude was an absolute monster and was hitting 320, then maybe. But you're hitting 200 with a couple home runs, and you got caught tanking games for the other team. I mean... I'm assuming, dude, get brush up on the resume. You're going to be selling some white walls here pretty soon.
What if he was hitting 320?
Then I think someone else would have picked him up. I mean, they still may have
cut
him.
You think they still cut him?
They may have cut him just because you can't allow that sort of thing. But someone would have been like, oh, it's an organizational thing. And, you know,
someone would say, if you can convince me that that's not really who you are and you can still rake, then go ahead. Yeah. But that probably is who he really
is. Look, anytime someone gets cut because of some sort of behavioral thing, it comes down to he wasn't very good. Because you can be the worst human being on the planet, but if you play well, Tyreek Hill or Greg Hardy or whatever, someone will keep giving you opportunities. I mean, you really have to do something to force your way out of professional sports.
Well, it sounded like the minor league grind really got to him. They said, so one of the guys who covered him at Coastal Carolina, he was a slugger at Coastal Carolina.
Is that the Chanticleers, right?
That's right, the Chanticleers.
One of the guys who covered him there said he was the most memorable player that guy ever covered. He was very colorful and often got into fights with the other team. Like, there was one time when he hit a walk-off home run, and he just stood at home plate, and the catcher chest-bumped him, and he flipped his bat at him. And,
oh, boy.
So that's Derek Bender for you.
Well, something tells me Derek...
He may have cost himself a lot of money there.
You know? Well, yeah, I don't know what a six-round pick, you know, who knows how close he was to the major leagues, but my guess is if you're so tired of the season that you're willing to do that to get out of it, something tells me you may not have that whole Mamba mentality that you need in order to get to the show.
His signing bonus was $297,000.
Okay, and to be fair, minor league baseball by all accounts is a grind and a half. And boy, if I showed you Derek Bender, you would be like, "There's no way that guy's a major league catcher."
Well, he's not a major league catcher.
No, but that's Derek Bender.
Yeah. He just looks like a bro. He's got a mustache.
Dude, looks like a, I don't know.
He's a baseball bro.
He looks like a substitute teacher.
And that is Hardball Huggies. Thank you. Thank you so much.
By the way, I looked it up. The Mariners' playoff chances, according to analytics, they have a 1.9% chance to win the division, and they have a 4.5% chance to even make the playoffs.
Okay, well,
that is not that is
take
not
that
good.
For data.
I mean, we know that they have a ways to go, but
Kansas City Royals, on the other hand, would you like to know what their playoff chances are?
No, I think the percentage chances things are dumb because they don't mean anything at all. I mean, it's just we get it.
What if it really favors your Royals though? What if it's like 98%?
Look, they're trying to blow it, dude. I'm telling you, I'm puckered. They lost two in a row to the Tigers.
They have a 93% chance.
Yeah,
to make
see,
the
that's
play.
Way too high. I can tell you right now, that's way too high. Dumb.
The Royals have a 93, the Twins an 81, and the Tigres only 22.2.
All right, coming up next, it is time for In the News. You noted newsman here, Jason. We have another train death.
It's damn trains.
Got another one.
If there were only some ads.
That's next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. Pleased to have you along. Like the legend of the Phoenix. I really mean that when I say that. It is September 18, 2024. It is time now on our show for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much, ladies. Ladies, please. Be seated. Although if you're driving, stay seated.
Yeah, that would be
stand.
It would be awkward to stand while driving.
In the News is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
You can stand while calling them if you want.
It is National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, who doesn't love a good cheeseburger?
Yeah. Have we talked? I think we have talked about this, but, you know, after so many years, it all blends together.
Sure. It becomes one big pot.
Have we talked about the sort of the eraser that we have taken to the hamburger?
Yeah, there is no more hamburger. It's a cheeseburger.
It doesn't exist.
No.
Remember, it used to be that the cheeseburger was kind of like the...
Yeah, it was like a... Ooh,
the secondary thing.
I'm getting a cheeseburger. No, it's now... No one gets a hamburger. Nobody.
Yeah.
I've never even...
It's not even on a menu.
It's not even on a menu. It's if you want to get the cheeseburger,
you could get it
without cheese. But there is no more hamburger. Doesn't exist.
I wonder what changed that.
I think someone figured out that cheese is just delicious. And why wouldn't you put cheese? Is there any... Unless you're like lactose intolerant, I mean... And even then, I am lactose intolerant, and I can't tell you the last time I ate a hamburger. It's maybe been a decade. It's silly. In fact, I've seen more people get a cheeseburger minus bun than I have actually get a hamburger with no cheese. It's right out.
Do they use a fork?
Yeah, you use a fork, or some people put salad, because it's a carb thing. You know, people that are doing keto or whatnot.
Sure.
Yeah.
They'll do the lettuce wrap.
Yeah.
As a bun?
Yeah, a couple pieces of iceberg around it.
Or I've seen people do two slices of cold cheese, and they hold it that way.
But if they use lettuce, do they still use a fork?
No. The lettuce is usually...
eat it like a burger, like
you're going man-paws on that one.
It is also National School Backpack Awareness Day.
Come again?
Oh, we need to, like, bulletproof them or something?
It is also National School Backpack Awareness Day. So you need to be aware of school backpacks.
I don't. What am I aware of?
Well, I just feel like you need to be aware
of their existence.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm very confused by that.
I don't know, man.
Okay. Everyone should have a good backpack, though. Stand by that.
Is that it? Making sure every child has a decent backpack? Or, like...
I
too am wondering what we need to be aware of specifically.
I still remember very fondly my JanSport with the leather bottom, because then you could take Sharpies and you could draw all over the leather bottom. I was a big fan of that.
National School Backpack Awareness Day strives to make sure students wear backpacks safely.
Oh, for God's sake!
Improper use can lead to back pain or injury, which can impact learning. On this day, teachers, students, and parents come together to make sure families are aware of these risks.
What, you wearing a backpack like a loser?
Oh,
you put it one strap over like a cool kid. Come on. Maybe do the frontsies? Get out of here. Proper way to wear a backpack.
Well, we've got another train death.
Yeah, we got to stop these.
A man was hit by a train near the intersection of Southwest Tualatin Valley Highway and 198th Avenue.
This is the thing we talk about most that I can't fully process. It just... doesn't feel like people should be getting hit by trains.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't. This is one of those stories that's really unsatisfying because it tells us nothing.
And every time I hear this or one of these stories, my first thought is, and this is in no way an indictment on them, and I'm not just, it was the dude homeless.
Again, it tells us nothing.
Because I kind of feel like you see, like doing the zombie lurch or whatever, like, I don't know.
He was a 41-year-old man.
If someone's all messed up and they happen to stumble upon the tracks, that makes sense. But a lot of times it's not. It's just some person who's not paying attention and they literally run into a train.
I always just think someone's passed out on there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, again, we have no information on this. This was at 5:15 a.m.
Yeah. So he's either someone who was very excited about a morning commute, or again, a homeless person and, you know, stumbled into the wrong part of town. Just doesn't seem that hard to not get hit by a train. And yet it happens.
The man accused of stalking UConn basketball star Paige Buckets is from Oregon.
Oh, hey, look at us.
Grants Pass represent.
Congratulations.
He is a Grants Pass Oregonian.
That's kind of a long-term stalk if you're, you know, if you're stalking from Portland or Grants Pass to Connecticut.
He has also lived in Ritzville, Washington.
I'm assuming he made his way over there. You know, you can't really stalk from 3,000 miles away.
He has said on social media that he intended to marry her, and he had an engagement ring and lingerie in his possession when he was arrested near a Connecticut airport. His name is Robert Cole Parmalee. He is 40. He sent emails to UConn officials that showed an infatuation with her and included threats. His last known addresses were Grants Pass and Ritzville. He was detained on $100,000 bail.
I'm going to go ahead and say that he probably doesn't have the money to get out, which is a good thing, you know?
Why do you say that?
Well,
he could.
Kind of think that he...
Don't you have to only post 10%
of that? 10%. You think he's got 10 G's?
I mean, I could probably come up with it.
I read somewhere that he got stopped, like, walking on the side of a highway, like, that he was not supposed to be on, and someone asked him where he was going, and he said, I'm going to Paige Becker's house.
Yeah. He said he just flew in from the Northwest, and he was on his way to Paige's house. He said he was on his way to see Paige at UConn.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And he had a ring and lingerie on.
He is prepared.
Hey, maybe it would have worked.
Shows up there with the ring.
She's like, wow.
Yeah, sort of.
I love this lingerie. Yeah.
What do you present first, the ring or the lingerie?
I think the lingerie goes first.
Okay.
It's a bold move.
See if she's into it, and then you propose.
And then you propose. See if there's some chemistry there. So. Well, hopefully he's going to go away and, sit in the old cuckoo's nest for a while and get some help.
The only way it all went down, in other words, him getting arrested, was that a trooper stopped him. He was, like Buck said, he was walking along the side of a highway. And a trooper stops him. He's like, what the hell are you doing? And he looked up his, name and ID and everything. And he had an arrest warrant out in Josephine County, out in Oregon.
Yeah.
And that's why he was arrested.
Oh, all right. I'm looking through his stuff, and, he seems
like... Well, why didn't you ask what his arrest warrant is for?
Well,
because I'm going to tell you.
That is a good question. What is that arrest warrant
he
for?
He set a home on fire with his roommates and pets inside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do we know...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm busy on his TikTok right now, checking out what he's got. He's got 345 followers on TikTok.
He had been DMing her. Not threatening. But.
My guess is she was not engaging him on said DMs.
That would be my guess.
She said she did not respond.
I am on his TikTok, and there is several Paige Buckets posts on here. He's also a big fan of David Beckham, in case you were wondering.
She said that she only became concerned for her safety once she learned that he was arrested near the airport in Connecticut.
Mm. He also has Secret Truth tattooed on his forearms. So, and he's talking about espionage.
So he's enlightened.
Yeah, SS and the truth to figure it out. If it's a secret, I don't know the answer. If you ask me, it's espionage or the truth as I see it, because if I do not know the answer, then it's a secret to me as well. And then there's a lot of photos of Paige Becker's on that same post. Boy,
what
I'll tell you
the
what.
What are you talking about?
Man, yeah. I don't know what would have happened, but
it's not good.
I don't.
I'm glad they didn't meet.
Yes, exactly.
Boy, he is. He's got some interesting. He's got some interesting things on here.
I've got mail theft next up on the docket here.
Yeah, he can't be doing that either. Knock it off, people.
This down in Salem. We'll get to that story next on The Fan.
This is The Fan's Window into Sports. A view into today's top stories. Brought to you by Window Nation. Online at windownation.com.
Yes, first pitch swing. Drives one. Deep right field. Gone! He's done it again! And this time, he did it on the very first pitch of the game.
God, who cares? You know, I'm so tired of Brian Buckley's San Francisco Giants slant.
Good, I'll leave. I won't be here tomorrow or the next day.
There does seem to be quite a San Francisco slant.
I don't know, Yastrzemski at home run. Who cares? The Giants suck.
Back-to-back days and leadoff homers? Who else has done that this year?
Didn't some other Giant guy do that?
I don't know.
Five times?
I don't know.
That rookie guy?
Maybe. Oh, Tyler Fitzgerald, probably.
Hey, maybe there's like four people out there that are like, I can't wait for this report so I get Giants news.
It's brought to you by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free, zero down, no interest or payments for 24 months. Schedule an estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Among this, the stalker guy's TikTok.
Yeah. What do we got?
Boy, if you're trying to get caught for stalking, he printed out wedding invitations.
Wow.
So the wedding
looked nice.
The wedding is October 20th. That's Sunday.
What color scheme did he
Where
use?
Is it?
It's in Spokane. It's at the Spokane Arena.
Does Paige know it's in Spokane? At or the she arena? Home?
Yeah, it's at the Spokane Arena in Washington.
Wow.
Sunday, October 20th, 9 a.m., 2024.
Okay.
Paige
Sunday
and gold.
Morning, huh?
Yeah, it's cream with gold and then rose petal accents.
Sounds tasteful.
Tasteful. He did tag her in literally every single post on here. It's a nice ring. Like, it's not, if that's a real diamond, it's a nice ring. Although there is a weird photo right after that where he puts his tongue through the ring.
I could have predicted that.
And then the ring is in his, is like on his crotch, which is a little weird, but you know, okay. There's that. And then he takes, this is the last post before he got arrested. I'm coming to Utah, UConn, Paige Madison Beckers. I'll be in Hartford tomorrow morning. And then, he hashtagged and tagged the UConn Huskies, Paige, Beckers, just anyone affiliated with her. And then took a series of photos and videos of himself getting on airplanes to fly and stalk her.
What?
Like, I mean, he kind of outed himself. And he also seems to be weirdly obsessed with David Beckham. But boy, he has a chronological diary of his stalkings. I mean,
how do you think he got on her? Like, why her?
I'm trying to figure that out. He also has...
Beckham wasn't in the spotlight anymore.
Yeah, Beckham got a little old.
It might be.
He needed to find a new superstar.
He's got some weird... I'm going to do some further digging, but it's fascinating to see it all just... Like, he is not shy. He is sharing everything. And
which means he thinks it's totally normal.
Well, and here's the lingerie, right. too.
Yeah,
so.
He's crazy. So if we need the Spokane Arena on October 20th at 9 a.m., can we grab it now?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's still there?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean...
You're saying never say never. Maybe he gets out of jail in time and maybe she bails him out and they rush to Spokane Arena and get married.
Just because he's been arrested doesn't mean that the wedding is off.
True.
You know.
She hasn't said no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, he's asked her to marry him now on here. I'm counting at least four of these. Where he's asked her to marry him.
Are you kidding me?
And I honestly wonder what he thinks. If he thinks, oh, she just hasn't seen it yet. Or if he thinks, you know, like, what is the actual, what's his reality say that
yeah,
is happening
I don't
here?
Think there's much of a reality there.
No, it's a whole thing.
This is in the news September 18, 2024. We've got a Salem woman arrested. She's a 31-year-old by the name of Ashley Wood. And she has been arrested for stealing mail from hundreds of people.
Yeah.
She stole mail and belongings. No, mail belonging to more than 200 people at her apartment complex down there.
So my neighbor was right to put in his Fort Knox mailbox.
Hey, you can never be too careful, particularly when you're over the age of 65.
Well, I promise you, if my neighbor saw this story, and by the way, update on that. My neighbor had a professional security guy out at his house today. The same guy that installed like the $500 Fort Knox mailbox. There was some dude with some sort of security company and they were out. I don't know. He's installing something over at his house. But he's going to see this story today and be like, told you.
Told you.
He's probably going to come back over next time he sees me and be like, hey, did you see the news? Huh? You want to rethink that $500 mailbox now?
Could you think of anything less satisfying than having a bunch of mail from people that you stole sitting on your table and you just going through it and getting nothing? Like, what does she think she's going to get out of that?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, dude, you're going to get...
What are the odds that you got something good that you could... Is it like an identity?
Maybe it's... Yeah,
credit
maybe
credit card offers?
Yeah, maybe that.
I don't know.
Maybe that.
I don't...
Well, I mean, what... You're getting other people's PGE bills.
Maybe you're looking for that Paige Becker's wedding invitation that you... I don't know. Again, if someone wanted to steal my mail, unless you... There's probably 4 days out of the year. 4 days out of the mail calendar that if you stole something, you probably got something worthwhile. Other than that...
Well, even if you... Okay, like, what's worthwhile?
Well, like, I mean, I guess, like sometimes, like, a small Amazon package, or if I order something, that would come, you know.
They put it in the mailbox?
They put it in the mailbox every now and then. So I guess on the off chance, you could get that. Maybe like a settlement check. You know, that happens sometimes when you're part of those class action
settlements.
Yeah,
but can they even really go cash those?
I suppose it's probably pretty easy. Like, if you fake a signature or whatever, maybe you can get the $80. I you know.
But it's not in your name.
No. Maybe you could sign it over, though. I'm assuming if you're stealing mail, you're experienced in fraud, right?
Like, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably an identity
theft. You've got a plan? I don't know. I've never thought about stealing mail.
I've also never seen anyone walking through a random neighborhood just rifling through someone's mailbox.
Talk to my neighbor.
I know, but the people who are like hyper concerned about this, I'm like, where's the proof that this is just happening rampantly?
I am so with you on that. You see these Fort Knox mailboxes, and I just...
They'd be a great idea if I believed it were a real problem, but like, I don't know.
Or, I mean, the other thing is, you can have my mail.
Yeah.
There's nothing good. If it's a bill,
what do I care?
If it's a bill, I can get it online.
What if you get like what if someone out there has the last subscription to like Playboy and you're getting like that's you're like, man, I really got to get my hands on that Playboy. Maybe that? Like the swimsuit issue's coming out?
I can get that online.
Or there's the alternative option, as the Vancouver Ford text line points out. You could just get a P.O. box where you know it's secure and you don't have to invest all this extra money.
Then you got to go get your mail?
Well, sure, but you're still going to unlock your dumb mailbox every day.
I'll tell you what. I think my neighbor sleeps the sleep of angels knowing that Fort Knox is out there. I almost
doesn't trust the P.O. boxes either.
I almost walked over there and asked what the security guy was there for, but I just was like,
what do you gotta pay for a P.O. box?
It's like $10 a month, maybe, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a monthly thing.
Seems high.
Well, I mean,
I think I'm gonna get one.
No, you're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna give it out to make people think that I've got weird things going on. Hey, can I get your address, Rob? Yeah, P.O. box 198.
Oh, you got a $2 key deposit, too.
I'm still trying to figure out. They say you can do a 6 or 12 month payment period, but it's not saying how much.
Again, don't forget about the key deposit.
$2 key deposit. Don't lose that bad boy.
I've always wanted I've always wanted a safe deposit box at the bank. Like where you go in there and then it's like there's a lot of cool stuff in there, but I don't have anything cool to put in it. I just like in the movies where someone has like an escape plan and you got like 50 grand in cash and like a fake passport, but I would just have like some expired like Chipotle coupons. Like I don't have anything cool to put in there.
She was booked into Polk County Jail on charges of mail theft, identity theft, and criminal possession of a forged instrument. She had a warrant for forgery out in another county as well. So she was, that's what she was doing.
She can't do that. So it looks depending on the size, you got $4 to $28 per month. I guess you can get a giant one.
Well, yeah. I mean, big parcels.
Yeah, you get big parcels and
heads
stuff.
Heads coming in.
But yeah, for the for a cheap one, just like the... I got a dimension. The extra small, which is a 3x5, you got $4.
$4 a month?
$4 a month. And then the extra large, that's where you're going to get into that's the big sucker. That's like a 2-foot by 3-foot. And then you're into it for some cash.
That is in the news for September 18, 2024. Thank you. Up next, it's the Hot 5 at 5. Big news, sports news, in Portland today. It's Isaac and Souk on The Fan.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.